This is our town.
On the line with us this morning, we're catching up with Lynn. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Todd. Yeah, I'm okay. Still trudging along.
Yeah, trudging along. Now, look, for those who may not remember or perhaps missed the chat when we caught up with Lynn a few weeks back, Lynn is part of a Brumbeer rescue organisation, and we caught up with Lynn a few weeks back to talk about something that's really quite horrific happening over east. But yeah, Lynn, for those who may not be in the know, let us know what's been happening, and I guess, yeah, what is the latest with it all?
So the latest with it all, and the figures, I can't give exact estimates, but the numbers are now in the thousands that have been aerial culled, wild horses and ground shot. We get different figures all the time, depends on which department releases a statement. But passive management, such as rehoming, has been stopped due to the incident that happened at Wagga, which was apparently an unlicensed knackery that parks had been supplying over 200 horses to. So instead of looking into their own department, what they've done is stopped any form of rehoming of wild horses in this management plan.
So where exactly is this happening, and why is it happening?
So it's happening in the Kosciuszko National Park, both north and southern end. Specifically, it's a green argument that the horses are damaging the environment. And management strategies, I've been doing this 14 years, whilst we have sat at round tables, wrote management plans and tried to negotiate a better way and some funding for the people that are doing the humane management side, such as rehoming and sanctuaries. It's their way of dealing with a non-native species. However, if you look at the infrastructures that are going on in the national park for human comfort, such as, you know, ski runs and ski lifts, and in Snowy Two, which is a huge environmental disaster, it doesn't make sense that we, you know, as a very advanced species, the only way that we can manage something is to shoot it or kill it, eradicate it. Yeah. So it's very, very sad that, you know, as I said, 14 years I've been watching this unfold, and it's very heartbreaking. It's emotionally destroying for a lot of Australians.
And yeah, of course, it is horrific, you know, these horses being airily shot and just left to die in pain and all that suffering that is happening. And look, slowly but surely, there has been, I guess, movement being made with people like yourself consistently speaking out, and footage that you've sent to me as well that I've been checking out this morning. But I suppose one of the most frustrating things as well is that the numbers that the government have been releasing as to why they're doing it, they just don't make sense. They don't seem factual at all.
The numbers aren't factual, and I do believe, I remember having a meeting years ago at Parliament in Sydney with Stuart Cohen, who was the leader of the Greens at the time, and his statement was that they plan to eradicate all non-native species from the national parks in Australia. So it's been a long-term goal by the Greens. I believe that, you know, if you dig deeply, instead of being one of those people who go, oh my God, you know, the horses are destroying the alpine area and this and that. Well, the horses aren't in the high areas where, you know, the altitudes are not conducive to grazing animals. They seem to, you know, stay on the plains and so on. And anyone who goes to the park can see that, the daisies and the actual area looks quite healthy, other than the carcasses of rotting horses now laying everywhere. But they've shut the park, and I think that that's the way so that, you know, the general population don't know what's going on. We don't have the media connections that the Greens and the government do. We seem to have a cap on what we can say publicly. Even our Facebook pages and so on, sometimes our reach is hindered in some way, shape or form, which is probably, you know, the government sort of intervening in what we can and can't say. There's another inquiry into what's been going on Thursday. Will they listen? Will there be a change? Will they stop this craziness and, you know, go back to doing a count? I don't know. I think the numbers are inflated so that they can eradicate the population. I mean, they'll go in there and they'll shoot, you know, well, they've already shot thousands of horses. Chances are that they will eradicate them all and go, oh, well, we went by the Cairns count. So, you know, we had no idea. They have every idea. They know damn well what they're doing. And it's just a shame that the, you know, the bigger population don't understand the reality of what's going on. It's our heritage. It's, gosh, I'm, you know, it's probably good that a lot of the older people aren't seeing what we're doing. Yeah. As a society.
It's just, yeah, incredibly shameful and horrific, as I described it before. But look, Liam, we do appreciate time, but where can people find out more information? Where can they go and where, how can they show their support?
Look, they can show their support in many ways. There's a lot of people that have stepped up over the last 12 to 2 years that have taken on wild horses, and they need support. That, you know, feeding, caring, whatever. You just need to pop in the word Brumby into Facebook or Google, and it will bring up so many different pages, groups, people where you can support the horses that are still living, because they are going to need care, and you've got an average lifespan, you know, of, I don't know, 10 to 20 years per horse. So some people have put themselves in a very, very tight corner. I can speak for myself. We have 30 horses here in care at the moment from different areas in the national parks across Australia. And we're a registered charity. It's an ongoing struggle. Our powers are limited by the funding we have, and we don't get any funding from the government. So, you know, yeah, definitely. Just type in the word Brumby and it'll bring up lots of different groups and pages where they can join and find the one that they like, the policies, they like the ideals, and they want to help in some way. Or even starting the conversation with friends. A lot of people don't know, and it's surprising. Well, it's not really, because we don't have the media. But, you know, making that conversation, saying, are you aware that they're shooting all the wild horses, you know, the remnants of what set up our country, what fought for our shores. Make that conversation with someone.
Yeah. Once again, Len, really appreciate your time with us this morning. And I know you've got a very big week ahead of you. And look, we'll catch up again another week or two to find out what more is happening. But Len, again, appreciate your time and all your efforts, along with everyone else out there. And we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Todd. Talk to you again soon.